Continuing halachas of Siman Shini Gimel, Sif Aleph, we're discussing something that was made to be a lock, amateurish lock, not a professional lock for a door. And we said you have to masakan it before Shabbos to be used as a kli. This nagar has to be prepared. This kana has to be prepared before Shabbos to be used as a kli. Machlokes Rashi and Tam, how much tikkun it needs. And then Moshe then becomes a kli shlach lehetar. It's a mutter to move any tzarech, even not letzoguf makoyma, even mecham letzil. Mishnebura just points out, let's say you take something that's a kli shamlach l'isser and you want to use it to lock your door, it could be used for this purpose, because even a kli shamlach l'isser is mutter to use the tzarech gufay mekoyme. And this is a mutter that's the tzarech, a tzarech gufay, locking a door, molech s'ilah is a tzarech gufay, that's mutter. The whole kiddush of the Rama is that you can even be mekel mecham l'tzel, to move the kli mecham l'tzel, if its main function to be used to lock a door, because that's molech s'ilah, molech s'ilah. But even sometimes a kli shamlach l'isser is mutter a tzarech gufay mekoyme and could be used, if need be, to lock a door. The Mechaba continues to discuss a nagar, some sort of a peg that's also used to lock doors, similar to the kana that he was discussing until now. But the nagar, it looks more like something that's a binyan dik, that would be used for binyan as a construction purpose, as part of the construction of the house. It's something that's stuck into the skufa, it's stuck into like the door, the threshold by the door stopper on the bottom. And therefore, we need more in order to show that it's a kli that's being used to lock the door, and that there should not be an issue of boina here, whether drabanan or konasam b'shem, potentially even deraisa. And therefore, the Mechaber says you want to lock the door with the naga, with this peg, so it has to be that kosher, that it's tied to the house from before Shabbos. What does it mean kosher tied? So the Mechaber differentiates. If it has on top a glistra, that means at one end of this yosef, of this peg, this naga, it's thicker, one end has like a ball on top. So then it looks a little bit more like a kli. It could be used to crush something as a kli. Imagine like a large mortar and pestle. So then even if it's tied with a thin rope to the house, as such that if you try to pick it up by that rope and use it for something, the rope would snap and it would not be able to be used like that. Still, that's good enough. It's called that it's tied to the house. Even if it's not tied to the door of the house itself, it's tied to the doorpost or to any other thing, any other part of the door. That's good enough. And even if it's a long rope and therefore it's dragging on the ground, it's sitting on the ground, it's not hanging at all, as long as it's in any which way tied to the house, that's good enough. However, if it does not have the glister, does not have that ball on top, it's just a straight stick, so then if it's tied to the door itself, so then the thin rope is good enough that we discussed a minute ago, the thin rope that cannot really be carried by, and even if it's sitting on the ground. However, if it's not tied to the door itself, it's just tied to the door post, to the bolt, or some other part of the house, not to the actual door, so then the knot which it's tied to the house with has to be a strong knot that you can actually pick it up and carry it without the knot snapping, without the rope snapping. Even then, if it's sitting on the ground, it's good enough, as long as tied with the rope. The only question is if a thin rope is good enough, or in this case, you need a stronger, thicker rope that's tied with a strong knot. The only time it's going to be usher, if it's not tied at all, it's something completely removable that you can just put down on the floor in the corner of the house, then it'll be a problem to use it on Shabbos. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says this nagar, this yosef, this peg that we're discussing, that you could put it down as long as it's tied with the rope in the appropriate manner, so you could put it down in the threshold of the house. We're discussing a case where the threshold is either ground level or above ground, and you could put it down and pick it up from there, and you're not making a hole in the ground when you do it. But if the threshold, it goes a little beneath the ground, and then there's a place when you stick the nagar down, you're sticking it below the ground level, you're sticking it into the ground, it's like making a hole, so to speak, in the ground by sticking it further in. Then it's a problem to stick it in and out, because when you stick it back into the ground, when you finish using it as a lock, now it's a problem of boina, because you're making a hole in the ground either bigger and smaller, and therefore it's a problem to use this as a lock on Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where you made a handle to this nagar, this yasa, this peg that you're using as a lock, has a handle. Has a handle, has more of the tzur of a kli, and then it does not look like boina, and then it does not have all the conditions that the Shulchan Aruch said until now of being tied. All these things do not necessarily apply. There is a Bir Agro, who's more machmer, and says, according to some Rishonim, according to Rashi and the Torah, a handle will not help you in the case where the threshold is below ground level. That which appears to be a problem of boina, or might really be a problem of boina, take it in and out of the ground, when there's a hole in the ground by the threshold, where you're putting the peg in and out, there a handle will not help, according to the Bir Agro, according to Rashi and the Torah. Now, we could also discuss a case Mr. Burr discusses where the hole in the ground is as such that by putting the nagar in out of the ground, you're not making the hole bigger at all because it's set up as such in a long-term fashion, in a permanent way. And there the Mishnah Berurah says that you can make it, and therefore it discusses a case which was very common in these days, where you didn't have a hole in the ground, you put it, it's stuck into like a hole in the wall, so to speak. And there also, since the hole is not getting bigger every time you take it in and out, and especially because they'll typically do the handle, so you have a tzir of that heter, the handle heter, so it would be mutter to take it in and out and use it as a lock on Shabbos.